And perhaps, I hate to say it, some of you are like the third man in the parable, Luke 19, 20 through 23. Then another came saying, Lord, here is your mina, which I kept laid away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a severe man. You take what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow. He said to him, I will condemn you with your own words, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a severe man, taking what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money in the bank, and at my coming, I might have collected it with interest? The third man hands him back the original investment. Says, you gave me $15,000. I know you've been gone. Here's your $15,000 back. And when asked, why didn't you do anything with it? The man blames the investor. He says, well, I was scared of you. You're a severe man. I was intimidated and I didn't want to do anything wrong, so I didn't do anything at all. Let me say this, friends. Sometimes sin is not doing anything at all. Sometimes sin is not doing anything at all. You could be so paralyzed by fear of failure that you do nothing, and that in and of itself is your failure. This man took the money, wrapped it up in a handkerchief, maybe put it in a drawer or under his bed, and then handed it back. My question to you would be this: is that essentially what you've done with your Christian life and faith? So I go to church sometimes, wrapped in a handkerchief. I don't really go to community group. I'm not involved with other believers, wrapped in a handkerchief. I got baptized, but I really haven't become a member. I'm not learning and growing. I'm not regularly reading my Bible. I'm not giving generously to the cause of the gospel, wrapped in a handkerchief. Well, when I get married, I want it to be in a church. And when I die, I want to be buried in a church. And if I have a family, maybe I'd like my children to grow up in the community of a church so they can get values and friendships, my spouse as well. But I really don't give. I really don't serve. I really don't invest. I'm not really pursuing anything. I'm not trying to figure out my place in the body. I'm not trying to discern and ascertain my spiritual gift and who I am and what I have to contribute and how I might invest myself in the church and the ministry of the gospel. I'm more of a taker than a giver. Maybe it even sounds spiritual. Well, I don't believe in organized religion, or, you know, it's a personal relationship between me and Jesus. It doesn't need to involve other people, or, you know, big churches are always greedy. They're in it for the money, or they just are always trying to take from you, and I'm not going to let them do that to me because I'm really a holy, smart person. So I just say no so that I can maintain my integrity, all of which is your life in a handkerchief doing nothing. It's not holy. It's unholy. It's not humble. It's proud. It's not giving, it's taking. It's not faithful, it's unfaithful. Is that you? Is that you? So we'd say, yeah, but I'm busy, or I'm afraid to fail, or I'm afraid that it won't go well, or I've been hurt in the past. Your life in a handkerchief. Think of this. Think of taking money. Let's say, for example, you received an inheritance. Someone in your family gave you a large inheritance. You took that money, you wrapped it in a handkerchief, you stuck it in a sock drawer, you put it under your mattress, and years went by and you didn't do anything with it. You would be a fool. Now, through the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Bible actually says we've received a great inheritance. The Holy Spirit lives in the people of God. We have the good news of the truth of the gospel of the death, burial, resurrection, the salvation, love, and affection of Jesus Christ as our God. We have knowledge of the coming of the kingdom of God. We have knowledge of eternal rewards, that this life matters, that there will be rewards for those who are faithful, and those rewards last forever, and they glorify God who loves us well. We know that there are people who have needs for love, encouragement, service, and most of all, a need for a relationship with Jesus and his people. And so we have all of these opportunities to invest our life. And imagine if we just take our life and stuck it in a sock drawer or put it under a mattress and did nothing with it. And that's what some people are doing. That's what some of you are doing. Somebody would say, I'm not doing a bad thing. No, you're doing nothing. That's a bad thing. You're doing so little that this opportunity of a life has been entrusted to you. Just wrap it in a handkerchief, stick it in a sock drawer, wait for Jesus to return, resurrect from death, stand before him and say, I didn't do much. In fact, I didn't do anything. Do you feel that? Jesus says the least this investor could have done, financially speaking, is put the money in the bank, get a little return on investment. I mean, the least you can do is give a little bit. The least you can do is serve a little bit. The least you could do is read your Bible a little bit. I mean, if you're not going to make your life count for God, anything is better than nothing. Even though minimal effort, minimal return on investment is unimpressive, at least it's something. And I would encourage some of you, start with something. Start with anything. If you've never served, serve somewhere. If you've never been to a community group, go once. If you've never been to church twice in a row, we'll see you next week. If you never read your Bible, read it this week. Because what? If you're faithful with a little, God can entrust you with much. That's what Jesus has already said. Some of you say, well, I'm never going to be, you know, this grand and glorious. Perhaps not. But the goal is to be faithful and to get started. The longer you wait, the worse it is.